The fire that led to the closure of the Charlotte Matseke Johannesburg Hospital is the fourth hospital fire in Gauteng in 6 years. At the same time, past inspections of Gauteng public hospitals have revealed widespread lack of compliance with the occupational health and safety aid. This is according to the DA's shadow minister of Gauteng Health in Gauteng, Jack Bloom. We have him on the line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Good to be with you.
There were reports that fire hydrants at the Charlotte Matseke were not working at the time of the fire, while emergency management services discovered on arrival at the hospital that the hose couplings used to connect the fire hose to hydrants were missing. Did this not add to the extent of the damage as precious time was lost for firefighters to start battling the flames?
Absolutely. You know, on Friday afternoon, we were told that the fire was contained, but then it flared up again during the night, and that's when they evacuated hundreds of patients. So I do think that having water on the hospital site itself would have greatly aided the fight against the fire. But I think we need an independent investigation into the fire prevention efforts by the hospital previously and what the experience was of the firefighters. It's really very distressing. This is a major hospital, a specialist hospital. It's not easy to replicate their services in other hospitals. And now nearly 700 patients have had to be transferred to other hospitals, and it's closed for at least a week. It might actually be a bit longer.
Yes. So what are the measures that need to be placed in place at all state health facilities to ensure compliance with the Occupational Health and Safety Act?
Well, the shocking news is that 2 years ago, the former MEC for Health, Bandile Mosuku, admitted in a reply to me that not a single hospital in Gauteng, a public hospital, was compliant with the Occupational Health and Safety Act. Then the Gauteng Health Department did an estimate of how much it would cost to bring the hospitals up to scratch so that they're safe for staff and patients. They came up with an estimate of 6 billion rand, which is a lot of money, and would have to be done over a number of years. The estimate for Charlotte Matseke Johannesburg Hospital was just under 400 million rand, and very little of that was made available. So the situation we have now is that virtually all our hospitals are deficient in safety in one way or another, and I think the cost to repair the Charlotte Matseke Hospital might well be something like 1 billion rand now because of extensive damage. And I hope there hasn't been structural damage to the rest of the hospital, which is possible. It's a very serious matter, and four hospitals in 6 years, as well as the Bank of Lisbon fire, that's high. It shows you that something is very wrong in the Gauteng Health Department.
Yes, and considering the dire situation in the health sector in Gauteng, can we really afford to lose the services of one hospital, even if it's just for a few number of days?
Well, it's difficult to replicate specialist services. Charlotte is one of only two hospitals that does radiation therapy for cancer. The other hospital is Steve Biko Hospital, and they both are very pressured with long waiting lists. And specialist heart services as well, and there's other specialist services. So it's going to be add to the delay for many patients, and I hate to say this, but you know, there were very long waiting lists and waiting periods for surgery at that hospital, and it was worsened by the COVID-19 pandemic. Now it's just going to get worse. You know, some people have to wait 3 or 4 years for a hip op, and I think that I think special measures are going to have to be taken. I would like to see them work with the private health sector and do work over weekends in the evenings to try and reduce these backlogs. But it's a terrible blow to the health system in Gauteng. And I do suspect that sections of the Charlotte Matseke Hospital are not going to be ready to operate within a week's time. I think it will take far longer, especially the cancer services, because that's right by the parking lot, which collapsed. So I hope the expensive radiation machines are not damaged by smoke. They might end up having to be relocated. So it's an absolute tragedy. And I think there needs to be accountability, a proper investigation, and then we must make sure that other hospitals are also safe for patients and staff.
Yes, certainly the great concern of the other hospitals and their condition. Jack, thank you very much for the update.
Thank you.
Go well. Bye-bye. That was Jack Bloom giving us an update on the fire at the Charlotte Motseke Hospital.